It is Friday night, December 1st, 2017, and the Shark takes a bite out of the Florida Panthers 2-1 on a historic night for Joe Pavelski, a phenomenal night for Aaron Dell. No, Brody, I don't think there's a goalie controversy, although if he keeps playing like this, maybe not. Okay. All right, all right. Don't give me that look. All right, welcome to this edition of Teal Town After Dark, where the Sharks take care of the Panthers. I'm Eric Gray. You can follow me on Twitter at PuckGuy14. Of course, if you want to be part of the show, you can do so using the hashtag TealTownUSA. You can join us in the chat on the YouTube page or on your app. That's right. You can join the Chompversation on hand. You can also follow us on Twitter at TealTownUSA, along with Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, and YouTube. By all means, yes, we did hit 600 subscribers this past week, thanks mainly to Rocket, of course. Please tell your friends, tell everybody and their second cousin and all that fun stuff. So with that being said, let's say hello to the lovely and talented Miss Rocket Backhander.
I'm that Lunchable that your mom always buys you, even though you told her that you're on a low sodium diet. She doesn't care. She just wants to make sure you're fed. Rocket Backhander, how you doing, kids?
Well, thank you for being a nice, tasty Lunchable. All right. And joining us, slightly less sodium, AJ Strong.
Good evening, Sharks fans.
What the?
Someone's still bitter that I made a gif of him, I think.
Nothing will beat Rocket's interpretive dance.
That's true. Nothing will beat that. But to keep with that theme, let's talk about this game, I think was one of the things I said right after that. All right. If you don't remember, that's like, I think, our sixth ever live show. So it might not even be on this YouTube page. So anywho, let's talk about this game where the Sharks take down the Panthers 2-1, although it didn't start out too well. The teams went back and forth early on the first period, but Colton Sevier with his fifth on the season.
I'm sorry, who?
Colton Sevier. I'm waiting for Gen X to just rip me in the chat.
No, I'm waiting for Rocket to pronounce it correctly.
Mm. Was it a Z or a K or a...
S-C?
S-C-E-V-I-O-U-R.
Your Lord so, and
Scavier. Yeah, it was your Lord and Scavier, right? Yeah.
Assisted by Petrovic and Michael Haley. At 18-11 on the first period, made it 1-0 Panthers. To keep theme with their old radio play-by-play voice, waka waka. Rocket, what did you think of the first period and that Florida goal?
Considering that you have a Michael Haley nameplate standing behind you.
Oh, come on, you guys. No, I think Michael Haley gets a lot of grief for, you know, just being a bruiser and not much of a hockey player, but he is actually a pretty good hockey player. That's kind of why he has a job in the NHL. And I'm glad that he didn't punch anybody in the face tonight. He didn't have to step up for his boys, and that's always a nice thing when they can actually get out there and actually play the game instead of beating their chests. But it was a tough first period to watch because, as always this season, it tends to be that Sharks are all about the defense and very little about production. And it's just... I have so much patience for these kids, and all day I will stand them, but God, blah. Sometimes it's very frustrating to watch this team.
Yeah, no, completely understandable. They're playing defensively sound in hockey. AJ, what did you take out of the first period and going down to a load on Sevier, as Rocket beautifully put it?
Your Lord and Scavy. Hey, Chicks dig the D, and the Sharks had plenty of D tonight.
I know.
It was, yeah. Good strong defensive game for the most part. This game, when you look at it statistically, a little almost kind of inverted to the last game that the Sharks played them back in November, where somewhat of an even game. I mean, tonight the hits dead even. Blocks were almost even. Faceoffs 49-51. I mean, a lot of evenness. Florida does not play an exciting game. Look at where they are in their division and the standings. So not a really exciting team, which you could probably glean if you saw the amount of seats that were empty during this game. But the Sharks figured it out. They got it done tonight. The thing that I think is hysterical, three goals were scored tonight. Two of them had to be reviewed. As we saw last time we played Florida, you know, there was a review there. And so I get a kick out of the fact that the Sharks had four goals taken away by review over the course of a week. And they've already gotten two of them back in the course of one game, essentially. But
man, that, I'm so glad that that went that way for the Sharks, though. That would have been utterly just demoralizing and gutting if that one would have been recalled as well.
Well, hold on. Which one are you talking about?
The Pavelski one.
Yeah. Okay, because I was totally, I thought that they were going to be looking for goalie interference on the Tierney goal as well, to be honest with you. It seems like that's the call du jour right now in hockey.
Yeah, and we jump over to the second period where Joe Pavelski did put it in, although he looked like he played some footsies with Roberto Luongo, and Florida challenged it. You get the goal, and it ties it up the game. But most importantly, it's his 300th NHL goal. So this is Pavelski! Ah! His 300th goal in the NHL. It's the third time Roberto Luongo gave up a milestone goal. He gave Adam Oates his 300th goal. And why can't I think of the person he gave up a 400th goal to? But
because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But you know what? Pavelski ends his schneid. Rocket, your thoughts?
It's about time.
Pretty much what she said.
I'm waiting for her to go, do you like USA boys?
Are you interested in hockey players that use white sticks?
Oh my god.
I need some water.
You know. So, yeah. No, love seeing Pavelski getting his 300th. Also, take into account, the last time the Sharks played the Panthers, just a few short weeks ago, was the first time Luongo ever got a... it was a shutout, right? Versus the Sharks?
Yeah. First time you ever shut him out.
Yeah, first time. So it was not, and we had all talked about this game, you know, last After Dark, that it was kind of like, who are you going to put in this game? Is it going to be Bobby Lou? I think it's a little interesting that they didn't put in Reimer for either of the two games versus the Sharks this season. So, but of course, after Bobby Lou gets that shutout, why would you go to Reimer tonight? So nice to see the Sharks answer back on that one, despite, again, two challenge goals. I mean, Arendelle, though, tonight. I mean, 39 saves, 9.75 save percentage. I mean, and second game, I mean, second consecutive start in Sharks history that Dell got tonight. And just like the last game, lets in that first goal, and then just puts everything on lockdown.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, Dell has played spectacular while filling in for Joner this week.
And can we point out something really funny, too? Pavelski and Tierney, both two shots on goal tonight. Just happened that one of each went in. I just get a kick out of that.
I mean, they're shooting at 50%. That works.
Right? And both of them was 16 minutes on ice, too.
Better shooting percentage than Steph Curry. Sorry. My bad.
Wow.
Stop banging the mic, dude. All I hear is ka-tum, 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 ka-tum.
That was my drum. So Chris Tierney in the third period with his seventh on the year from Milkman himself and ironically, on Four Letter Panthers Star Wars night. Tierney, he's come along now. That move up to the third line seems like he's kind of found his scoring touch a little bit more now. What did you say, Rock?
Cobra has definitely come a long way since 2014-15. He's gained a great deal more. I want to say he's gained a level of sophistication in his game without being overly showy. He's just really intelligent with the plays that he makes on the ice, and he's, I don't know, yeah, good job, more. I don't know what else to say.
AJ?
What's the question?
Oh, boy. Tierney, he's looked like he's become more and more of an offensive threat since he's moved up to the third line.
Well, he's had to. Thank God he has stepped up. I mean, we all heard about Hurdle being the center for the Sharks going forward, I mean, forever, since he signed his two-year bridge deal a year and a half ago. So it seemed like Tierney would be relegated to being the fourth line guy, puck guy. I'm telling you got to mute up, dude, because all I can hear is you clicking. So anyway, that's all I can hear is you clicking, man. We got to get you a shock mount. The big,
you're listening to AJ's OCD after
no, just all I hear is I think the elephant in the room, so to speak, is who led the Sharks forwards tonight in time on ice. And led it by a significant amount. Your friend and mine, Tomas Hertl, 20-35 tonight. That is huge. Second guy, ice leader as forwards, 17-21 from Logan Couture. I mean, that is huge for Hertl. That is a huge show of confidence from PDB. Hertl's game. And I said this a few games ago. He's not getting on the stat sheet with any regularity because he's not getting your primary, your secondary assist. If there was a tertiary assist, he'd be getting a ton of them. And he has solidified that Couture line. You look tonight. I don't know. I haven't seen it before. Tonight was the first time that I've ever seen NBCSN put the starting lineup graphics up. And they started tonight with the Couture line, not the Thornton line. The other big elephant in the room tonight, who was second in ice time tonight on the back end? That's right. Rockets' favorite player, Brendan Dillon. And
wow.
And Brendan, yeah. We're talking about Yoki Ryan played like 10 straight games trying to be the Burns Whisperer and playing big minutes tonight, put down, played the least amount of minutes at 11, paired with DeMello. Dillon could take Paul Martin's job at this point. And you can still go back to what we were saying earlier about Dell having two spectacular games in a row. Two great games in a row, okay? Let's not, you know, go apeshit, but let's just recognize Dell, two great games in a row. This makes Doug Wilson's job easier going forward. $6 million in cap space. You've got Paul Martin. You've got Bodker. But now you have Dell, who is providing some value. So let's see if between now and the All-Star game, if Wilson doesn't move somebody to potentially fire up, maybe even solidify, try to find a guy who can slot in with Thornton and Pavs. Because while Meyer had a good game, I thought, tonight, I still don't think he's the key. And I don't know that the key to Pavelski Thornton is on this team right now.
It's a tough find. I mean, they've gone through so many players within, maybe, what, after the trade deadline last year? I mean, heck, Yannick Hansen was even on the line with the Joes. You look at, you know, Timo's been up there. LeBanc, Donskoy, hurdle. I mean, everybody's jumped on there. And I don't know. I don't know if it's the thing is, are the Sharks even remotely considering splitting them up, because the other lines are now starting to contribute tonight. I mean, Hurdle has played well with Couture. Tierney in the third line looks pretty solid. That fourth line with Carpi and Wardo played well tonight. They blocked some important shots down the stretch too. I mean, it's almost like, okay, we'll put Timo there and we're good for now.
Well, and take note, the return of Carpenter. You know, we had O'Regan for just a short time there. So, and Goodrow in that spot. So, still trying to mix and match that fourth line, but it seems like the only solid line right now is Couture with Hurdle and Donskoy. And then, of course, Donskoy wasn't even in the lineup tonight. And there was, you know, they still played really well, Couture and Hurdle. I mean, they are the heir apparents. They are the next Thornton and Pavelski. It wouldn't surprise me if Couture is the captain of the Sharks in two seasons.
Oh, you know, two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Yeah. I was just gonna say.
I understand, but you know what? I mean, where's Pavelski right now? Almost 31?
Pavelski's 33.
Yeah.
Wow, he's really that old? Well, then, yeah, two. I think the Sharks would be, again, I'm going to go to the old standard, rather get guy of a year too soon rather than a year too late. And Pavelski has a lot of value.
Absolutely. But I know he's got like a limited no trade.
A limited no trade, but he's signed through this year and next year. So that's why I'm, so there's your 2 years.
That's true, but I don't think you can. I don't think you can let him go the same way that you let Patrick Marleau go.
No. You get value. You get something back.
Yeah,
you don't just let him walk out the door.
But right now, even though he scored tonight, how much value does he have?
Oh, I still think he has a significant amount of value, especially it's not like there aren't teams out there that could use a Pavelski on their team. I mean, come on.
Right?
Nick Neff Tepitz saying that ever since Dylan or since Rocket became the North American, Dylan's team has grown exponentially since Rocket became the head of the North American chapter of his fan club. Truth.
Absolute truth.
Dylan's gotten better since Rockets has become a fan of the Sharks.
True.
That's true. Very
but
true.
I got here as a Sharks fan in January, and Dylan got here at the end of November. So the two are pretty close together.
There you go.
He literally walked in on holiday sweater.
Yeah.
I hope he recognizes, like, Rocket's contribution. I'm just saying.
I think he does. I hope he does.
He should. And he should go for a burrito when he's in Nashville. I'm just saying.
Now around here it's all about the boozy slushies.
Boozy barbecue?
They have alcoholic the Slurpees here.
Hold on. And yeah. Alex, our compatriot saying, still waiting on Hurdle to be a true center or left wing. Dude, he's a wing. I know the Sharks drafted him as a center or promised us that he's the center of the future, blah, blah, blah. But if you look at it, the most success, and I'm not saying significantly he's his success, because I know if you look at the numbers in small sample sizes or certain contexts that his numbers are actually better when he's playing at center, but it's look at the Sharks overall. Look at their win-loss record when Hurdle's at center. Look at the line that he's on and their contribution when he's at center. It's clear when he was with Jumbo and Pavs, fantastic winger, put up points. now that he's with Couture and Donskoy, or who was on the line with Couture and Hurdle tonight? I was bouncing between a few different things. Who was
I
up there
believe
with
it
him?
was Melker Carlson
That which would
for
make
a little bit,
sense.
but he did have a semi line blender going tonight.
Yeah, a little bit. I know LeBanc got moved around a little bit, as did Bakker, which makes sense. So, but either way, I mean, Couture and Hurdle, again, like I said earlier, they are the Pavs Thornton of the future. And funny enough, Pavelski, drafted as a center, played center for quite some time with the team. Remember, just a couple short years ago, that was the big thing, that down the middle, it was Thornton, Couture, and Pavelski. But Pavelski's a winger now. We saw Marlowe, drafted as a center, played wing for the majority of the end of his time here with the San Jose Sharks, and now Hurdle is in that same trajectory. So embrace it. Hurdle is a winger. And now we go to Puck Guy, now that the Sharks' regular post game is over.
Yes, if you finish watching Brody and Kyle, we welcome you to Teal Town After Dark. This is where we typically say, Brody, if you want to be on, even though it's not Desert Dogs, Desert Dogs, Desert Dogs, you're more than welcome to.
I can't say that that Brody's going to be on tonight because he gave us a shout out during the second intermission Periscope, as well as giving a shout out to our friend at underscore Ice Ties.
Yes.
Oh,
Yeah, very
formerly
cool.
known as NHL Ties. Hashtag Tie99.
And even mentioned his number nine ranking in the power
Yeah, of course. Of
Oh,
course.
is that still going?
Yep, Oh,
little
that
bit.
still hurts.
Ooh.
That still hurts him. Nonetheless, we welcome you. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. The subscribe button, easy for me to say. Way to
And I
go.
was the one that was drinking. Okay.
This is tiredness. Make sure you can join us in the YouTube chat on the page or the app where you can join our fellow Sharks fans in delightful hockey conversations. And also, you can use the hashtag TealTownUSA to.
And Joe Pavelski joins us here in Florida on
And
Sorry.
apparently Randy Bonds joining us too. Randy, how you doing? All right. Awesome. But make sure you hit us on Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, YouTube, Instagram, all that fun stuff. So let's quickly put a bow on this one as the Sharks do beat the Panthers 2-1 in Sunrise, Florida. Face off, they were pretty even. I think the Panthers won like one more. Panthers were 0 for 2 in the power play. The Sharks didn't even get a chance to be on the power play tonight. Rare
Because it's
rarity.
so
And
scary and
that's
fierce.
just fine with me.
Yeah, no. It's like we declined it. It's okay. We're
Yeah,
good.
do the
We're good.
Sharks have a better chance of getting a power play goal or a shorty? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're fairly even at 17 apiece. The Panthers had four more blocks. They also had seven more giveaways. Thornton and Meier had an assist on the night, along with Pavelski's goal. Tierney had a goal, along with an assist from Melker Carlson. We already discussed the time on ice. It was fairly even between the top two pairings, while DeMelo and Ryan felt shame for the other portion of the time. Dell, 39 of 40 shots were stopped by him. Great effort by Dell. Dell, let me see if I can pull it up here. But Aaron Dell has looked fantastic this year. He goes to 3-3 on the campaign. I'm sorry, 3-3-1 on the campaign. My apologies. With a 2.06 goals against and a 9.24 save percentage. Guys, his save percentage career-wise is 9.29. I mean,
Doesn't
Rocket
suck.
doesn't suck. I mean, that's pretty damn good, Rocket. I mean, let's hope this is a sign that Dell will be a little more delicious to give Joner some
My
rest.
God, how long has he been waiting to do
I don't
that
know. Look, Arendelle has been a huge asset to the Sharks organization since he was in the AHL. He had a phenomenal game in the AHL. I've witnessed him, I got to see him play in person a lot in Barracuda, and he shut down some pretty, pretty hardy lines, and he's taken a beating once or twice, and I have a puck that he signed for me and everything. It's great. But because nobody pays attention to California hockey outside of people who live in California, nobody did their homework on this guy. Nobody really did anything. So when he showed up on the Sharks bench, everyone was like, Arendelle out of nowhere, rah, 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 rah. Meanwhile, back in Toronto, where the real hockey is, rah, rah, blah, 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 blah. You know, and it's like, no, dude, not out of nowhere. He's been in San Jose doing the heavy lifting for the Barracuda for the past, you know, like, okay, fine, whatever. So I think this is a natural trajectory along the course of what we as a fan base and what I think that the San Jose coaching should have expected this whole time. His numbers are great. He's always been great. He's not, he's a good backup goaltender. He's the okayest backup tender in the NHL. And I wouldn't trade him for anything. I think he's a great asset to the Sharks.
He's a huge asset to the Sharks, and I think he's finally coming to his own. So, AJ, when do we trade Martin Jones to Winnipeg?
Oh, my God.
For Patrick Laine.
Give me a break. Dude, if anybody goes anywhere, it's going to be Dell, and I appreciate that. You know, I'm all about that. If that's going to get us a... you know, top six, probably not, but depending on the package. But if it's going to get us somebody to solve the riddle of Thornton and Pavelski right now, I'd be down with that. I'm still just looking at the stats for both games that we've played against Florida this season. It is staggering how close they both are. Like, the shots on goal, both games, the difference is is like eight shots on goal. The Panthers were down 35-28 back in November. Tonight they were up 40-32. You know, 7-8 shot difference. The faceoffs: Sharks 52-49% in November. Tonight Panthers 51-49%. Somebody still needs to explain to me how the faceoff percentage back in November was 52-49. Because I'm not really sure how that equates 100%, but anyway. But power plays in November, 0 for 1 Panthers, Sharks 0 for 2. Tonight, Panthers 0 for 2, Sharks 0 for 0. I mean, it's staggering.
Sharks, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, yeah, right? Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, my God, that was really good.
Rocket, I mean, on fire tonight.
She is. You need to, you seriously need to do a little more day drinking, my dear. I mean, the hits back in November, 22-19, tonight 17-17. I mean, the numbers are seriously like same. So I'm digging that part of it, that it was so. I think we all need to maybe pour out, grab the bottle, pour a little out for the Sharks and Arendelle for not giving what's this cat's name? Hoppala? Is that the guy from Florida tonight?
Hoppala?
H-A-A-P-A-L-A.
Oh gosh, why didn't we talk about this before?
Yeah, I know. Henrik Hoppala. I thought it was Henrik Hoppala. And I'm sure Gen X is just sitting in the chat dying to get on us. But anyway, the fact that Florida played a rookie tonight, and they did not score their first NHL goal versus the Sharks. I think that needs to be recognized when you look at the history of this team.
Also, wasn't there a kid who was playing? Wasn't Carpenter? No, Carpenter scored. Was there a kid from the AHL on the Sharks roster tonight that has not scored his first NHL goal yet?
Hoppala.
No, on the Sharks roster.
Oh, on the Sharks. That hasn't...
Joachim Ryan?
Was it Ryan?
Oh.
I remember listening to, I think it was Randy, say something about, you know, the young...
Oh, shit! Give it up! Gen X saying that I am pronouncing that name absolutely 100% correct. Of yes! Course. That is the only time that I am ever, ever going to see any type of kudos or praise from Gen X. Write it down in your calendars now. I am downloading this show later. This is the first and last time that I will ever see that from Gen X.
Of course, Gen X, of course, he gets it right. Yeah.
Gen X in the chat making a very good point about how trading a player to get one player is suddenly going to fix all the woes in this team and make them a Stanley Cup contender, really? And I think he has a kind of a point
agree.
There.
I agree.
This is not a Stanley Cup winning system.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's no.
No,
it's
well, player. And this is also a case of that Gen X told us PDB's first season. That's going to be your one good season after that.
Yep.
Forget it.
Yep. All right. So let's go with ruining our pronunciation perfection tonight as we go through the NHL wraparound. In Winnipeg, it is just now a final as the Jets take down the Golden Knights 7-4.
Ooh.
Ouch.
7-4. Tyler Myers. Matt Hendricks, Kyle Connor, Patrick Laine on the power play, Nikolai Ehlers, Mark Scheifele, and Connor again, all for the Jets as the Jets score 5 in the third period.
And remember, there's still 30 seconds in here, so there's still a oh, nope, just went final. Sorry, oh, my bad. But you know who did score for the Knights? Oh, holla!
Through two periods, it's Colorado 1, the former Colorado 1. The Devils and Avalanche tied in Denver. Comfort and Brat with the goals in that game.
Gen X saying that I should do the wraparound because I know how to pronounce the names.
Oh my god.
Dude, what did you do to piss off Gen X, Eric? Whose name did you mispronounce? Oh, and I'm looking who scored the first goal for the Penguins. Good luck.
Kuhnhackl.
Who?
Kuhnhackl.
All right, how about the third one?
Jake Guentzel.
All right.
That's correct.
Just testing you.
Along with Hornqvist and some guy named Cindy Crosby's like the greatest thing ever. Those four combined for 4 goals for the Penguins as they shut out the Buffalo Sabres 4-0. The Sabres and Coyotes. It's like 2015 all over again, although there's no Connor McDavid waiting for them at the draft.
Who is waiting for them at the draft this year?
Was it... Oh, gosh. Dahlin? So.
Okay.
I want to say Rasmus Dahlin is one of the top prospects. Somebody help me out in the chat. Meanwhile, in Brooklyn, a wild and crazy game that saw the Senators and Islanders tied at 5-5 after two periods. But Ryan Zingle, with a power play goal early in the third period, gives them the edge as the Senators go to 9-9-6, defeating the 15-8-2 Islanders 6-5. In MSG, the Rangers score 3 in the third to take care of the Hurricanes 5-1. Justin Williams scoring the only goal for the Hurricanes as Desharnais, Grabner with a hat trick for the Rangers as Lundqvist picks up the win for the Blue Shirts. In Columbus, team formerly known as the... I'm sorry?
Grabner. Like to grab him.
In Columbus, the team formerly known as the Neon Buggers take down the Anaheim Ducks 4-2. Dubinsky, Panarin, Anderson, Foligno, all goals for the Jackets, while Cam Fowler and, oh God, is it Wah or Roy?
I think it's Roy.
I think it's Roy for this one, not to be confused with Jeremy Wah.
Right.
With the San Jose Barracuda.
Or
so
Patrick
Wah, yeah. No, I think it is Roy. Damn, dude, the Ducks are just not having a good year.
Oh, bad for them.
Yeah. And also earlier, unfortunately, Kings 4, Blues 1, Toffoli, Kopitar, Kempe, and another one from Toffoli to add on as Berglund gets the only power play goal for the Blues as the Kings go to 35 points on the campaign.
Who saw that coming? Especially from a Tortorella coach team.
The Tortorella?
It was a joke. Let it go.
The Cole never bothered me anyway. All right. With that, the standings look like this in the Pacific. The Kings are at 35 points at 16-8-3. The Vegas Golden Knights are hanging on to second place.
The Sharks and Calgary Flames are about 2 days away from knocking Vegas out of the top three and shutting that Twitter account the hell up for about 2 days.
Matt Tkachuk is going to pull a number on the Vegas Knights, I have a feeling. He's going to go out there and do Tkachuk things.
I'd be down with that.
I'm always down for a Tkachuk.
Tkachuk-a-puck? Yeah. And the other thing, too, is remember, just a short couple of days ago, Tampa Bay was like far and ahead of everybody else in the NHL, and now they're at 36 points, St. Louis 35, Columbus 35, LA 35, mm-hmm. Winnipeg 34, so yep. Toronto 35. So Tampa Bay looking in their rearview mirror just to scooch.
Scooch. Vegas is at 31. San Jose's at 30 in the third spot. Calgary's at 29. They hold down the second wild card. As for the rest of the division, the Vancouver Canucks are at 28. You know, the team that has the guy who's tied for 13 goals with Ovechkin, Brock Besser. He was selected 23rd overall in the 2015 draft, 14 spots past Timo Meier. Anaheim.
How many spots above Bo Horvat?
Well, that was different.
I know.
That was years ago.
I know.
Anaheim's at 26, Edmonton 22, and the Desert Dogs are at 16. The bottom three Pacific Division teams are also the bottom three in the West right now. So that being said, it's a quick turnaround. It's a bus ride to Tampa now, as the Sharks will take on.
Do you know how far away Sunrise is from Tampa? It's a little bit more than a bus ride, bro.
Well, they could take.
It's like between San Diego and Fresno.
It might be a little even more. She's about right. Yeah, she's about right. Yeah, that ain't a bus ride, bro. It's not like Sacramento and like San Francisco, dude. That's new.
All right, so they'll take a quick charter in Earshark. Where's the edit button on this live show? It's probably Gen X is probably killing me on there. Anywho, they head to Tampa Bay to take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Rocket, what do you expect from the team tomorrow night?
Tears.
Oh, jeez.
No, I shouldn't say that. That's a terrible thing to say as a Sharks fan. No, I think this will be fun to watch as a fan because you'll be able to see how much they learned from the last time they got their asses handed to them by this team. This time, I think it'll be the difference between a tragedy and a catastrophe, depending on how much homework they've done. But do they have a chance of winning this? Like I said, I think only if the entire Florida offense gets food poisoning at Shoney's.
And just letting you know, too, you know, Sunrise to Tampa is an hour-long flight. So that's, you know, it's basically the difference between LA. Here and L.A. Exactly.
Wow.
So, that's a lot. Yeah. That ain't a charter bus, bro.
That's a six-hour flight. No, or a six-hour bus ride. No way.
Yeah, I drove from Lexington, Kentucky down to, where were we? We were in Wellington, which is just north of Miami. And it took a very long time. And it was the only other place in the United States where I felt like, this place is really big. This place is as big as California. Holy crap, this place is big. So, yeah.
I could go for some beef Wellington right now. It's good. Anyway. AJ, what do you expect from Tampa tomorrow?
Well, seeing that the Sharks got their asses handed to them the last time Tampa was in the tank, I would hope that the Sharks come out, you know, guns a-blazing, similar to what they did do tonight. Even though Florida got the first goal tonight, I felt like the Sharks played a better game in the first period. They seemed to be out-muscling Florida. They were quicker to pucks. I'm hoping that we see the same against Tampa. I mean, Tampa's number one for a reason right now. So hopefully do everybody in the NHL a favor tomorrow. Knock them down a peg, and maybe you see one of those other teams with 35 or 34 points get a win tomorrow and maybe take them out of that top spot. So just keep bringing your game, and I'm hoping that I'm assuming that we're going to see Martin Jones tomorrow. I don't know that we will, but I'm assuming that we will. I think we're also going to see Brendan Dillon continue his time up there with Burns, which clearly is working. I don't think we're going to see Donskoy back yet, but if you can plug Carlson up there with Couture and Hurdle, that seems to be working. I would like to see the Sharks just find somebody that is going to find the chemistry. I thought it would be LeBanc, but I'd love to see somebody find the chemistry with Thornton and Pavelski. But what you mentioned earlier, the bottom six of the Sharks over the course of like the last 7-8 games, they're coming around. We're seeing contributions from them. We're seeing contributions from this blue line. I hope Tim Heed is recovered very soon. And it wouldn't surprise me if the Sharks even look at Heed and dressing seven defensemen. So Sharks, get her done tomorrow while we all watch it from IBU and Milpitas. That's all I'm saying.
Great segue, AJ. Yes, if you haven't noticed our tweets, we are having a viewing party. This is at IBU Tap Room at 1422 Dempsey Road in Milpitas, starting at 4, going till about 7 o'clock at night. You can join myself, AJ. I think Gentry might be joining us as well. Enjoy Sharks and Lightning with your semi-favorite Teal Town host and yours truly. We do have some raffle prizes and more. We will probably do a check-in from the scene following the game to bring the atmosphere. And so definitely join us at IBU Trap Room. There's also a wonderful pizza place next door called Stuffed Pizza. You will definitely check that out. And plenty of TVs galore. So we shall see you at IBU Tap Room tomorrow. Check us out.
I don't know what Eric's bringing to the party, but I have a good little box here. There's, let me see, there's some hats. We have some towels. We have a jumbo chia.
Hey, I got a new teal and black wig, and I can't stand it. So I should probably like send it to you so you can give it to somebody.
There we go.
I've got a couple shirts in here, a couple towels. I think I have an autographed Sharky card. I even have a Timo Meyer Sharks Territory autographed.
Oh, wow. Song.
Nice. So
there will be stuff akimbo to buy a ticket for, to hopefully that you win. And let's just say, if you show up, you might get that jersey. If you're really lucky, you might get that Brent Burns bobblehead.
So, hey,
now.
And we've heard our friends from Teal City Crew are trying to piggyback and harsh our gig. Maybe they'll bring like a scarf or something for you. If they don't, then we're just going to like bag all over them for like the second half of the game. You know, like, it's like, look at all the stuff we brought. And all you did was show up with your funky beard. That's it. Come on.
That is a good funky beard.
Oh, Kurt's beard. Dude, Bruno Mars does not have the amount of funk that is in Kurt's beard.
That's right.
That's all.
Yeah, but Bruno Mars borrowed that funk from Morris Day.
She's not lying. She's not wrong.
No, not at all. But definitely check us out. Everybody, welcome to join us at IBU Taproom tomorrow at roughly around 4 o'clock as the game begins.
I do like that Rocket is working on like starting her own like gangsta thing with that bandana. I like that.
Forget the reds and the blues, it's teal.
I'm just looking at hair accessories, you know. Trying to learn how to style these things instead of just wear them.
And Morris Day borrowed it from George Clinton.
True, indeed.
And if anybody knows about bass and the funk, it would be Gen X.
Which is where we should have Gen X like pop in right now to talk, give us a music lesson. Anywho, all right. With that, we'll go with final thoughts, Mr. Strong.
Come and join us, as we just said, for the viewing party at Stuffed in IBU, and a new Pucknologist should hopefully drop this Sunday night / Monday morning, whichever it is, but it should be a good one. And I think that's about it for the final thoughts. And, well, the other final thought being, come on, rest of you Pacific Division, let's get Vegas not only knocked out of the top three, but knocked out of the wild card and bring them back down to reality. So I will do that. Rocket, how about you? Your final thoughts. Oh, I should probably do the whole where people can find you thing. So, hello. I'm at AJ_Strong. If you couldn't tell by the lower third here on both Twitter and Instagram. So enjoy the photos. Also at TealTownUSA on Twitter and on Instagram as well. So do us a favor, follow them both. We're like 19 away from 2,000 followers. So if you don't follow at TealTownUSA on Twitter, do us a favor and follow. Rocket?
Hey, y'all. Do we need a Patreon? Because if we had a Patreon, then we can be like, hey, help us sponsor cool content and look at our little things. And you can find more videos of Rocket's interpretive dances and fun wigs and outfits for exclusive Patreon content. You know, like we can do that now. I've been watching people have ideas. Hi, my name is Rocket Backhander, and these are my final thoughts. We're on what? Game 23? Yeah, something like that. 24? What game is this? Anyway, that's where we're at. And I think between now and the end of January, it's going to be really just a trudge, especially if we can't find any sort of hot or even room temperature production. But hey, defensively, we're a Sherman tank of no. It's a big team of no. That's what this is. This whole team is just turned it into no, which is good and bad at the same time. My name is Rocket Backhander. You can find me on Twitter. I talk a lot about being a Sharks fan in a sea of Predators fans.
And Nashville brickwork.
Yeah, I really do enjoy taking photographs of the bricks here in Nashville. Anyway, on the Twitter, you can find me under RBACKHANDER76. Woo!
Bingo and was his name.
And then over on the Instagrams, you can check me out, Rocket Backhander, one word, nothing's capitalized, it's all smushed together, you know, like it ought to be.
There you go.
Like I said, I take pictures of stuff that's here in Nashville that has to do with hockey and stuff being teal, you know, just shark life.
To Nick Neftep, it's my little girl's using the potty and gets to pick out of the treasure box when she goes, if your little girl's at the IBU tomorrow or stuffed, sure, I'll make that happen. Rob saying that Eric Landy is the guitar man. That may be true. He's not the only one, bitches. Okay? I'm just saying.
That's true. I've seen video of a very young, flowing, locked AJ playing guitar.
This is all I'm saying.
Also, he has several more hanging in his hallway.
Yes. Yes. Very nice hallway. I am Eric Curry. You can reach me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat,
Netscape, MySpace,
Tinder,
FarmersOnly.com.
Yes, with my big old farm in the backyard. Yeah, no. So you can reach me there at PetGuy14. For some of the stuff I'll bring tomorrow, I got this nice little thing. You know, not bad, not bad. Of course, me. Never forget this one, the a Calder Cup playoff shirt. It's got even a nice little thing in the back, unfinished. I like that. Oh, and maybe I'll have a couple of these bad boys to give out.
Oh,
that's my favorite shirt.
So definitely check that out. And to play us out, what does that mean, play us out? What does that mean?
What does it mean? It means you're asking another musician to play out your outro.
Oh, well, then we'll do it live. We'll do it live. We'll write it, and we'll let AJ fucking do it live and do it right. Until then, keep it real, keep it teal, keep it real teal. Jesus.